Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Cole, Roll Tide Willie is upset. He
Should
is
be.
Throwing chairs in the woods over Alabama being ranked 21st in the newest AP poll. But that is not the biggest problem facing college football right now, Cole. The slippery slope of players suing and getting what they want just continues to get slicker, and the process continues to pick up speed.
Huh.
It's going to be tough now for our listeners' sons, grandsons, nephews, kids that go to high school near them to find roster spots at good college football programs, because we now have players, a class action lawsuit of 10 players, including two Vanderbilt guys, who are claiming that the NCAA's eligibility rules violate antitrust laws. The rule that says college athletes get 5-year time spans to complete 4 years of eligibility. The attorney representing the suit, Ryan Downton, says that these players are not aiming to completely remove eligibility restrictions, but they believe they should be able to compete in games for all 5 years that they're allowed to be on the team. So the rule, again, that states you only get 4 years of eligibility, we've skirted around it for years with red shirt rules and shutting guys down after 4 games. They want to remove that from the game completely and say you're in school for 5 years, you can play for all 5 years. What do you think?
I understand playing 5 years, but Why do we want to continue increasing the age? You know,
yeah,
that's my whole thing with it. I mean, what is our goal here? What's our end goal? What are we trying to do? Do we want, you know, 30-year-olds playing college? Diego Pavia,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know. Hunter Renfrow, I heard, just came back and he's at Clemson now.
Yeah,
right?
Why not let him come back to college after they played a couple of years of the NFL?
I just don't love it. And again, you mentioned that you called it a slippery slope. I think COVID, that's one thing. But why do we have 19 COVID years all of a sudden, right? You get the COVIDs, and then you get the injury, then you get – I mean, these dudes have been in college for 44 yeah. years now. That's enough.
They've gotten how many exceptions to the rule to allow them to take extra years in college and be on a roster for longer? Like you said, you get the 4 years, and then you get a red shirt year, and then you get an injury red shirt year, and then we had guys with the COVID year, and there's still guys on Clemson's football team with COVID years of eligibility, and it's been 5 years.
This is the last year of that, by the way.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And look, again, these players are not suing because they want to remove eligibility restrictions completely, but you know that that's the next step. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if they say, all right, now you can play for all 5 years, a couple years from now, they're going to sue and say we want a 6th year of eligibility. And then they're going to sue and we want a 7th year of eligibility. And you know what this is about? This is about guys that are not going to go to the NFL, are not going to make a career and a living to go play, saying, you know what, we can make money off of our name, image, and likeness while we're in college, so let's try to stay in college as long as possible. They're trying to Van Wilder this thing and figure out ways to stay in college for as long as possible.
Yeah, well, look, the reality is it all always what? Comes back to money.
Sure.
Right? Whether we're talking about ratings, poll, it always comes back to money. And these guys, you know, you said it right there. Were they begging to stay and get more education?
Right.
You know, 10 years ago? No. Are these the question is, are these guys that are suing even good enough to play or see the field and get an IL, right? I mean, evidently so, but
right.
Man, that's my biggest bugaboo with it. You want to stay, that's fine, but are you good enough? Are you going to see the field?
Right.
Are you going to get on NIL? I don't know.
I think they're all just kind of sitting around hoping that another year gives them that opportunity to pop and move up to a bigger school, make more money at NIL somewhere else. To me, it's like the debate over minimum wage changes at McDonald's. Kids want $20 an hour to go flip burgers and drop French fries into fry oil. Well, working at McDonald's wasn't supposed to be a career. It's supposed to be the short-term opportunity that gets you into the job market, establishes you in the workforce, helps you learn basic skills of being an employable person, and then you move on to other opportunities.
I'd go work there for $20 an hour.
Me too. Those McDonald's fries, I mean, I wouldn't say they're delicious.
They're not delicious. Are you kidding me?
It's weird that you can drop a McDonald's French fry on the floorboard of your car, and it's there for 6 months
they're
and
so
hasn't
good.
Changed.
They're so good.
No, they're not.
Add that salt to them. Are you kidding? Oh my God.
The NCAA, I'm sure McDonald's, by the way, has their own salt. I know they have their own Coca-Cola flavor. But the NCAA responded by saying the NCAA stands by its eligibility rules, including the five-year rule, which enables student-athletes to access life-changing opportunity to be a student-athlete. The NCAA is making changes to modernize college sports, but attempts to dismantle widely supported academic requirements can only be addressed by partnering with Congress. That's the NCAA saying, please, Congress, come save us. Trying again.
Tiger Pal Rachel says on X, at the Cole Bryson, at Diesel on Radio, if they make it 5 years, they should do away with red shirts, etc. No exceptions.
Why are we making them go to class?
Yeah.
At that
class.
Point.
What's
yeah.
that? What
yeah,
is class?
Most of them barely go to class anyway. So why don't we just remove that requirement completely?
What is class? Tolo's a big hour number four coming your way. We're going to take you on an audio blitz, a road trip, going across the country with the top audio in the sports world. Also, Clay Hendricks at 6:22, the head football coach of the Furman Paladins, all that and more right here on the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them. To break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.